So in your opinion, what's the end of it? When is it going to end? How is it going to end?
I have no idea. I'm not a prophet. If you look at what's feeding the violence, there's no reason to see an end.
What is feeding it?
Poverty. Drugs. Those are two key factors. Look at it. Take Juarez. Jobs have disappeared. You know, they're in a real recession. Addiction has exploded. The estimates vary from 150,000 to 200,000 addicts in the city. When the gang authority and the police was executed in January of 2008, he estimated there were 500 gangs in the city. Now the estimates range as high as 900. They all have to eat. So I don't see anything unringing the bell. You have 50% of the adolescents are neither in school or have a job. There's no work, as I said. 26% of the houses have been abandoned in Juarez. 40% of the business. I don't see it happening. Yeah. If you get into the killings, a lot of them, as far as I can tell, or anyone else, are people killing other people over small-scale drug operations. I mean, if you're standing, if you sell drugs on a corner, somebody kills you so they can sell it on the corner. Because you have quite a good little business with 150,000 to 200,000 addicts. Now, El Pastor is far more knowledgeable in this area. He has women coming to him seeking counseling. And what they want counseling on is they've made a decision, since there's no money and there's no job, that they're going to sell drugs instead of becoming prostitutes because they think it's less immoral. Well, anyway, I don't see the violence ending in Juarez, but I'm not a prophet. I didn't see it beginning. I can remember the moment, exact moment, I knew something, I realized something was going on that I had no understanding of. And that was in January 2008. I was sitting with Julian Cardona, my friend, drinking coffee, and I checked the internet and saw those comandantes had all been machine gunned. And he and I had no explanation for it. You know. It's like what we understood was over. Since they worked for the Juarez cartel, so why would they be bothered? I can actually remember the quality of the light that morning sitting outside. It was like, basically, if you took his knowledge and my knowledge and put it together, it added up to zero. I can remember vaguely the conversation where we both admitted that we couldn't explain this at all, that something new was afoot.
Who knows? Somebody has to know.
Yes and no. I think what the experts presuppose, and why I'm not an expert, is that there's a hierarchy of power, and that whatever's going on, there's somebody in control. I don't believe that. That's why you read these constant accounts of this combat between the Juarez cartel and the Sinaloa cartel, Guzman's organization. None of it's based on anything that I can find. And look, I talk to DEA. They always have an explanation for anything, but I'm underwhelmed by their information. What if what you're saying doesn't have a center? What if it started out in early 2008 as something fairly conventional? A struggle between two organizations in the drug industry for market share. This goes on all the time. But what if it escaped that dimension? What if the violence spread? Because you have to face the fact that these kind of frictions or, what do you call it, contests, have gone on in Juarez for a long time. But the murder rate never got much past 300, no matter what was going on. Suddenly it went to 1,600. Went from 307 to, I think, 1,650 in 1 year. I find it difficult to explain that through the use of cartels as an explanation. I also find it difficult to explain that by saying it's the army fighting the cartels. And apparently the cartels hate to shoot soldiers. They never get killed.